are at the base one click away, and then only doctor or whoever comes up to the Leaf Village?
Yep. That's who doctors go up to the Leaf Village. Okay. That makes sense. Better if they make a charm roll.
A charm roll, eh?
Yeah.
Okay. 12.
Alright, so in fact, you...
By the way, I have no skill.
You... determine that, other than Byron and Pilish, the everybody else is pretty good. So
that's the original doctor. Who'd they replace?
I mean, they replaced the one doctor and stuff. So they replaced two doctors with two physicians.
Probably fighting, asking them one day left or were booted.
I want to do some computer research to check to see if there's anything interesting on the newly supported people's records.
Computer research.
They all arranged from the same orphanage.
That was good. 13.
Same creepy old.
There was nothing unusual. We were all assigned here by Starfleet after Dr. Byron requested a session for her, really. Citing personal differences.
I didn't like anyone here except my assistant. Try again.
Yeah. Give me another for people. Actually, 13, you also note that she had them all shipped out and they didn't get a new crew in for about 2 weeks.
They need to do whatever they want with the leaves.
Yeah.
I'll do what Dave said, suggested, and I'll say,
wait, run again?
I'll throw communiques out trying to get a hold of everyone, the four scientist technicians that was shipped off, saying I want you to talk to the cluster or something.
Okay.
Boy, fuck, Shepard leaves the way of the net.
Cool, don't look at
they stopped saying leak. Shit.
You can contact them. The other two are farther away.
Okay. The technician
and one of the doctors. Hmm? So one of the technicians, one of the doctors that we're replaced.
Great. I'll start with the technician.
What do you want to
know? Why was he shipped off of this plant?
Oh, I was doing a good job. And all of a sudden, one day she goes, you know, I'll have you. You know, bitch.
So who made the decision?
Well, Dr. Byron. First really came.
Did you have any differences with any of the other crew members there?
Not really. That's good, my dog.
Do you remember any heated discussions or arguments concerning how things were being done on the survey? Nope. I either got a big yes or a big no there.
Dr. Pilish and Dr. Byron did argue a bit. Well, actually a lot for... yeah, they argued a lot, like, a couple weeks before we hit this song.
Do you remember about what?
Not really. Something that whatever it was, Dr. Pilish did not want to do.
I'm sorry to hear that. What was your part in the survey exactly? What were you doing?
I was just running the instruments, checking logs.
Did you find any sentient life forms on the plants?
Was there at all?
You wouldn't note that? I'm sorry, not there. That wouldn't be notable. They're kind of talking apes.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't see any of the logs. I mean, I'm only a technician, so perhaps he did find something. But, you know, nobody ever got really excited about that.
Did Cartesian Byron ever leave the station for extended amounts of time?
Yeah, it took a lot of space. Fine.
Had either of
separately.
Yeah. Had either of them ever been to, and I give them the name of the planet where it directly got right now?
Don't know where it went.
So there was no village a kilometer away from your place that you knew about?
What the hell would we set them? You're right. You know, a kilometer away from a village.
Where was your survey team set up?
Was
it the same place that it is at?
Yeah.
That was an amusing answer. Did you ever look over that hill right there?
I never looked over the hill.
I'm afraid of the light. So they say we came at all times, but I'm sure there wasn't a village.
Okay. We'll try the doctor. Why'd you leave?
We don't know either. Byron and Pilot were getting kind of sniffy, I guess. They want to make sure there was no other sentient life on the planet. As far as we can tell, I mean...
No other? You found some?
Well, no. No sentient life at all on the planet. You know, probably the doctor, you know, whatever, 20 years, just looking around. No, there was nothing there.
Did you ever go a mile, a click southeast of the survey camp?
It was smell like a game being mounted within a mile.
Oh, yeah, of course we went over that one. I mean, we had to use shuttles, we flew over on.
Driving, there was no village over there.
No, there was no village there.
It was an abandoned drive-in movie theater.
I would call that a village.
More like a couple of hats. Exactly. It would, yeah.
Be a bird. Well, interesting. Somewhere off somewhere. I hurl corn onto the ground.
You want to go with me and see how newly constructed that village is?
Sure, but it's made of reeds. Yeah, I've got all sorts of engineering stuff. I might be able to know something.
Engineering material carpentry.
Yeah,
I do
that.
Yeah, I would think. I don't know what the fuck I'll do with me. Engineering material carpentry.
I want to go see how old that village is.
I don't like to brag, but I don't let up like nobody's fucking is.
We don't even open that other one, so let's see why it was special for you.
Okay.
You rather not have,
you know, thoughtful.
It's got duty to
follow one off.
Maybe it's got.
Pressing you one of those little things that you stick in your body to the ground and you just kind of sneak it in. Alright. You're really careful. It's contagious. Alright, so what's
this? I did
roll. Can I add perception?
Yes.
Nine.
So you go over to the village to that crystal? Okay.
It's the same dude.
Hey, man, they say.
Hey, man. Well, they all seem to love you. Hey, what the hell? Okay. So they crowd around you one.
Sure.
Do not show them.
What'd you get? 12?
Vibrator technology. 9.
9? Not more than you know. But, well, actually, I guess it is kind of nice. Oh, yeah. That's not more than a year old.
Is it using more advanced techniques than, you know, I mean, does it look like a modern carpenter put up a hut?
No.
Okay.
But, like, the material is not like that. So, just like, you're also doing this.
Yeah, it was near.
So I try and find the person who has the drawings again of the sign.
He got a mistake.
And I ask, when did that happen?
Let's see. 7 months ago.
Well, ask him who built the hut.
We built the hut.
I talk to them about the other humans. I ask them what they do when they come over here.
And
there used to be 2 people who came out, and now there's only 1. Do you know what happened to the other one?
The other one to be non-leading, so you say how many people used to come out?
How many people come out now?
What happened to the other one?
Just cut corners. I was not really interested in how many came out. I was interested if, you know, when they'd been clubbed to death in the village. So I did not ask the leading questions for that. Female was in the box with you. What was the female's name?
Val.
Dr. Valerie Brown or whatever?
Yeah.
And what happened to the female afterward? What did she do when you got out of the box and came here?
She was dead. This is our deal.
And before you were on some sort of a bog planet being attacked on all sides?
No.
Oh.
We were on a bog planet, sure. We were being attacked on all sides.
So Valerie, the female, is the theoretical good doctor, not the theoretical bad doctor. Apparently moving pre-industrial species around the galaxy.
That's a hobby.
She might have picked him up from the quantum space and brought him over here closer to the other two to see what would happen.
That would be right. They came in a shuttle, not in a god.
Red Force is not a planet. Oh, God, that's a great thing.
That's why as soon as you go through that loop, so...
I think they're probably personnel. She's certainly personnel.
Yeah.
I bet so implies destructive personnel.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think that we get to violate prime directive when we get into neutral space.
Technically, every time you're going down to a planet that has species on it, it's not Federation space, so if that was true, you could always violate the prime directive. Okay, we should talk to the other doctor.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it time to threaten him to be booted from the Starfleet, arrested, put in prison for the rest of his life? Yeah, I mean, at least, whatever, the second possibility is we accuse him of something we don't really believe he did, so that he starts talking. No, like, whatever, killing Dr. Brown. You know, being in cahoots with the smuggler and killing the doctor, the smuggler was unfortunately killed in a scuffle, but the second in command has admitted to, you know.
I think we should just start off asking what's going on and see what he says.
Okay.
Have you done right? Okay. I want to talk to the other doctor. We want to talk to the other doctor.
Hey, where's Donald? Donald should be here.
Yeah. Donald, you're going to tell me if he's lying.
Angry.
We have the other security guard, too.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
So, what's really going on here?
What do you mean?
I think you know what I mean. Okay.
I want to record this.
We're just doing our doctor.
Uh-huh. So tell me about these sleeves.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Why weren't they recorded?
We're going to do this in our... Oh, we just want to get more information to make a proper report. We, you know, so once you recorded them, you know, Federation sends all these different kinds of stuff.
How long does it take to make a proper report? You've been here 5 years.
Well, you know, it just takes a while to really send you know,
Yeah. Year 10, they send out the report. So, you've delayed for 5 years sending out the fact that they're staying alive here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not hard yet.
Are there other enclaves of Gleeps on this planet, or just the one?
No, strangely, it's the one.
Oh, that is very weird.
It is.
Do you have any hypothesis for why there's just the one? That doesn't seem like a self-sufficient ecology.
Yeah, well, it's a quite a mystery, and Gleeps don't really know.
Mm-hmm.
They claim it's multiple god's bodies.
In a box, they said. Very interesting.
Yeah, well, we sort of heard from
it. Yes, but it's just cubist theory like that is usually not a part of primitive cultures.
Yes, but, well, there's always exceptions.
There are. They're the interesting ones.
Yeah.
So what's really going on here?
Well, nothing's going on.
Why is your box missing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
After lots of disagreements with you, from what I hear.
Well, that was a long time ago.
Mm. Before she disappeared.
Yeah, that's what she went after. Mm-hmm.
So, why is your entire crew been replaced here?
Well, you know, those previous guys were just getting. You know, they started to slack off after 4 years. We thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah, that happens.
We, you know, nice to have a new crew, more variety.
So, why do all those people out of guns? So, why do all the crew members who left say that there weren't leaps here before they left?
What?
When you just told me they were here for five, that you've been saying them for 5 years.
Obviously, they're adults. We've been here forever, as far as I can tell. Well, okay, at least 5 years.
So,
yeah, they probably would. Yeah.
Were they living there for 5 years?
No, I think they moved there.
No, where'd they move from?
Well, they were a few farther from the north.
Which direction?
Farther north, you know, past the village.
Mm-hmm.
A few kilometers.
So straight from here to the village and then straight the other direction. By a few, do you mean two or three? Or four. That means
no,
a few sometimes.
Like 20.
20, that's several. That's a lot, actually.
That's fair. Well,
so 20 or 19 or 21?
About 21.
So, have you been doing anthropological digs there to see what old artifacts there are and such?
Because
I'm sure they couldn't just stay there without leaving evidence.
No,
so how long ago did they move out here?
Probably 6 months ago. I think it's a regular minor appointment.
Oh, right. And did you, every 4.5 years, and what did you do to observe this migration? It must have been very interesting.
What I want to show on, stay up high and do something.
Mm-hmm. Just Dr. Byron alone. Dr. Byron and you a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, why'd you got seeds here? That seems kind of like a prime directive violation, giving a hunter-gatherer seeds.
Oh, it is? The prime directive is a bit hazy about what you can give people.
But that doesn't seem like nearly as much of a prime directive problem to me as loading the Gleeps into a shuttle and bringing them from planet C24L over on the other side of the Romulan neutral zone.
What? What are you talking about? We did no such thing.
Liar.
Did I?
I don't know, Andy.
Yeah.
The Betasoid says you've been lying the whole time?
Pretty much.
More or less. Pretty much the whole time. You want to try that again?
Alright. Answer any of your questions.
Actually, you do. You're lying again.
Well, if you don't want to tell us anything more to help you explain why what you're doing is really good and we shouldn't throw you into a deep, deep brick, I suppose we're going to have to do that, but I sure wish I had the option to understand what you were really doing here before that happened.
Especially in light of the giant six-armed statue.
Oh, that's strange.
What?
When you're saying that, I wish you could explain it to me more so I have an option. You were thinking that same thing for you.
Well, damn, that's usually what.
And then I told you. No, no.
Right.
And I ended up for you. Perhaps you could, pull out the security ones.
No, I'm afraid not.
Well,
okay, take him away.
Okay, I'll, didn't we bring one security guard?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll, okay, well, let's
shame you fell down the stairs.
I'll get out handcuffs.
All right. Can you put them on him?
Sure.
Okay.
And I'll start walking in the one click toward the other group.
All right.
And then whatever, go from there.
Okay.
I mean, just more because I think he'll find it disturbing to be handcuffed and led past his underlings. And that might...
That's true. Everybody
may make him disturbed.
That's right.
Okay, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I'll
see you up.
Yeah,
after that.
Take him up to the ship.
We should gather together the other people here and they shouldn't be doing any more research until an inquiry has been made. They haven't been working directly with the Glebe, so I'm not too worried about it.
Mm-hmm. You probably want to get the seeds away from the Glebe. Although, then they'll just starve.
That's a good point, since they've been brought here, and they probably don't know how to... I wonder if it's their responsibility to take them home. Starfleet regulations question.
You will plan if it can be either way.
Yeah, I guess so.
Responsibility to take them home.
It seems like that would probably minimize the Prime Directive harm.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it's on the other side of the neutral zone.
True.
So this probably has to be done as a diplomatic negotiation with the Romulans.
Or you just wipe them all out.
You can hook them up
to that statue. Just ask if they're happier here.
Yeah, we'll go out and talk to them and try and figure out if they know how to live off the land here, or if the only way they live is through this food that's brought into them.
There's a little bit of
food. Not nearly as much as you're below the swamp?
Yeah. I
try and figure out how long they were in the box and try and correlate that and make sure that I really think they came from the map where I think they came from.
Wow.
It matches how long it would take a shuttle to get from there to here. We don't have boxes.
I did sleep cycle, so...
How many times did you sleep?
So... possible. They only slept a few times.
What should we do about this freighter that's coming in with more supplies?
That's true.
It might not be running guns.
What is army?
Just held, it's been instructed to return to Deep Space 7. Then we can switch it at our leisure there.
I think we should have somebody with some acting skills claim to be the first mate of that ship and have seen the captain of the ship talking with, or, you know, go down to this guy, take up this prisoner woman, and then kill her on the ship in Spacer. And see what he freaks out and does. Because he probably doesn't know what the first mate looks like. So it's just, you know, whatever. Any person saying, like, I totally saw the captain. You know, kill her with that guy.
That sounds pretty dishonest. It's not strictly ranks.
I bet they don't have any laws about that.
Not the good of time.
You can do that in U.S. law enforcement. Not a good thing, but true.
Yeah, that's true. Not the code of conduct there anyway. Huh. Have suggestions on where we should go from here? We have Glebes on the wrong planet who will starve to death. Their home planet on the other side of the Romulan neutral zone. Actually, in Romulan space or in the neutral zone?
Honestly.
In Romulan space, that's what I thought. And a freighter coming to us, possibly with weapons.
Ask if there were any more of them or another village.
Probably. Ask who if there was another village.
The Glebes. I mean, did they fight with anybody?
That's the Glebes. Were there other Glebes where they came from?
Yeah.
Buckets! Were they all of
us? We're all friends.
Was it just your tribe that left?
Or Well, actually, only about
5% of your tribe left.
Yeah, that's only like top. Let's say
half. How many of them are there?
Like 50.
I somehow remember Eric saying roughly the number of people for genetic diversity, so you don't just get screwed, is roughly around 100. Which means that these people just inbreed and end up, you're welcome to say that the number is now 100, Kev, by any chance.
The number of years.
But you just said 100.
Don't try to
tell me. It's only half.
Yeah. But, so, I mean, these people, even if they could feed themselves, would inbreed, grow three arms.
Yeah, the governor could be bringing the other 50.
Become human celiacs. Bleed all over the desert.
Where's the freighter that says this way coming from? So I think we just need to have a diplomatic TNT with the Romulans and get permission to bring these guys back to their home world.
I mean, there's no harm in keeping them there for 2 days.
Oh, we have to leave them here. We can't go trekking them around in shells until we're forced.
So, I mean, why don't we wait the 2 days for the shuttle and see what's up?
Okay. Can we bring those later?
We can leave the food without the seeds.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, so you look later, right?
Did the Romulans say they were chasing the statue?
Yeah.
So then it probably came from...
It was in Romulan space at one time?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely for that. So, maybe when a bunch of fleets disappeared, the statue showed up trying to find out what happened to them. Wandering around trying to find where they all went.
It's possible, and we said put leads on it instead. It's on aha.
Well, it seemed to put those in the same bin as the maps. So.
Well, I think they're all the same fucking people, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so.
Maps, leaves, and memes.
It's every couple thousand years some asshole goes and takes their shellcraft of them out.
Yeah, so they had to build this giant robot and follow us around all these little crashes of evil.
So the freighter arrives and hails the planet. So actually, you guys are around the orbit, right?
Right.
Well, hails the planet first.
Did we send the other roundabout or whatever?
Yeah,
we sent the second roundabout.
So let's say
you have two roundabouts.
Let's stop him and ask him when he's delivering.
Yep.
Hey? What's up, Lorraine?
What do you do?
I'm just here for a job.
What's the job?
What's wrong? They just wanted to ship some stuff.
Yes, what are they having you ship?
Xyla. Said it wasn't dangerous. Just wanted to know.
Did they
say it needed life support?
How much cargo space did they tell you to have free?
Pretty much my whole load.
Did they say it needed life support?
That's a Betazoid here.
I'm just thinking what full captain.
Say hello to the Betazoid.
No.
Is he lying? Are you lying?
Oh, Betazoid.
We had already danced in this episode.
Now you want you kept up.
So I go to our captain. I say, okay, hold your orbit, please.
Okay.
I go to the our captain. I say, so why is this other freighter here?
You made a lot.
Mm-hmm. He says he's here at your special request.
Is the one that's in the seat back.
Hey, Lion?
But at least when you tap me.
Oh.
You know, I'd be happy to talk with you without the security guards now.
Okay.
Okay, I'll leave.
So you want to tell me what's going on here?
What do you want to
think? I'm not going anywhere. Yeah, she wasn't going anywhere.
Well, that's
security.
What do you say? What do you want to say?
So you want to tell me what's going on here now?
Well, see, we need to go.
How?
The Muslims are walking them out.
Really? They said that they had never been hurt or at war or anything on their planet.
Well, it's their peaceful people.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's on the other planet where it's peaceful? So you're saying the Romulans are wiping them out?
Yeah.
Is that a lie?
No, it's probably peaceful.
Hey, Ken, I'm going to call, Roe.
All right.
And have him brief him that he's a freer co-pilot or whatever the hell he is. And, you know, say, like, you know, this kind of stuff.
Alright.
Just in case.
Yeah, we'll do the other photo.
Right?
Definitely the other photo. Dr. Barnes on the left. She has the rest of the military.
So you were going to send this freighter over through the Romulan zone to where Dr. Byron actually is there with enough of the village to actually form a genetically stable population here.
Yeah.
Violating all manner of Federation law in the meantime.
But it's to save him. The Prime Directive obviously can't be so...
Prime?
No, can't be so...
The secondary objective.
Immoral is that, you know, the Romulans destroy them. Romulans are a third space variant race, obviously the front of them is the black.
There's some validity to that argument, I think. I guess there's some validity to that argument.
If I can arbitrarily say there's some validity in it.
I got 8.
That's what's written about it. Although it's still wrong to say.
Okay, it's clearly a violation of Federation law to violate the Prime Directive.
It's true.
Now, is it a violation of Federation law to cross the neutral zone?
Yes.
Well, there's neutral zone, then there's Romulan space. Both of those will be a violation of Federation law.
So it's
questionable whether they're violating the Prime Directive.
The Federation law
that they're violating the law.
Well, the Federation law is crossing the neutral zone. So going to the neutral zone. Right, Federation law. Crossing into Romulan space is not really breaking more Federation law, because at that point the Romulans are home.
But it would be okay to go into the neutral zone if you were responding to a request for help.
Yes.
How did these people know they were playing in Romulan space?
Well, I'm sure they made a request for help.
How?
Did they?
With no technology? Well, we did find out about it. We do have, you know, there's some amount of anti-Romulan, you know, movement.
So did they directly request help?
I suppose Yeah, supposedly do.
Then I don't think you're breaking any laws here, do you? Doesn't sound like it to me. We're not filing the prime directive, and they're not, and they're going into the neutral zone for a reason that's well established is okay.
Pioneer zone.
Well, I wish you had told us that at the beginning. You're free to go.
I'm not in the room.
True. There was apparently a reason you're not in the room.
Well,
you
know.
Okay.
Could you escort our guests back down to the plant?
Sure, I say. And escort them back to the plant. I'll beam them back to the plant. I'll tell the guards not to let the freighter leave and watch for any energy surges that would... Well, sorry, block their communication. Don't let them leave. And watch for any energy surges that would be... I'll just tell the freighter, keep your shields up.
Okay.
And don't beam anybody on board. And I'll beam this guy down. Be very pleasant.
I think we can go. It turns out there weren't any legal violations after all.
How is that possible?
Well, you see, there wasn't a violation of the prime directive because the Romulans were actually attacking these people. And
let's go ask the people if they asked for help. I'll give you 10 to 1 odds.
Oh,
they did not.
He said they did, directly.
Right. I'm sure he did.
Was he lying?
Let's go ask the primitives. And the answer would be no. How would they possibly do that? By knocking seashells together? help! Oh god, help!
Our Phaedosite says he wasn't lying.
Fantastic.
I don't see anything else we need to do here.
you don't like your career at all.
do you see any, given that information, do you see any violations of Starfleet law?
Violating the neutral zone.
It was okay because it was in response to a request for help.
I don't think any random person can respond to any random request for help, violate treaties, and threaten to plunge us all into war.
Sure they can't they?
So they're like cab driver, driving to the Soviet Union. Somebody somewhere may have said no.
I quote you how it's legal with a knife.
Yeah, should be able to. I mean,
go ahead.
Not too far into the violence.
Not too far. They crossed the entire neutral line into Romulan space. Alright, so right after this, I'll beam down and ask the people if somehow they managed to miraculously communicate through the stars to these people. Because I don't know how that would happen. I guess probably logic, law, Starfleet regulations.
Is Federation law.
Oh, then I only got 7 if that's not the same thing as Starfleet regulations.
I got a 7.
Oh, but it's logic, I get a couple extra dice, so I can't get that though.
No.
You both got 7.
Uh-huh.
Where are you?
If I was an attacker, that means I won, right?
That's true. So you
risk in which case you lost.
Well, that does not risk.
Yeah, slightly better case than
Okay,
Yeah, sure.
I'm not sure. I'm not
more or less. Out of Flats of the Village.
Yeah, I finally remember the title for today's episode. I recall it's Morals Are Duty.
Duty
or Time. Yeah. Duty or Time. I found a great answer to both because I found out how it's legal.
Scratch too far beneath the surface.
I'm working really hard not to scratch.
I already busted someone for trying to get it.
Yeah. Actually, those are like three different adventures. I just thought, you know, I might as well use them all up. Yeah, but it is a main one.
So my argument is slightly better than yours.
You're the commanding officer.
And you don't think it is necessary to check and see whether they really asked for help?
Well, we've been told it.
I understand that.
How do we know it's not a lie? They might not.
How do we know it's not a lie?
It's
not admissible anyway. And she's wrong about 80% of the time. that's why I always tell people she's amazed. Like, is there a bluff that attacks?
They're a very primitive race. They might not understand asking for help in the same way. I think it would just cause confusion.
Huh. Yeah. That would be facts. That would be confusing.
Nothing else to
see. I would like to suggest to the lead scientist here that he should probably report what he's doing to the Federation.
How about the prime directive with their giving of seeds and...
Well, something needs to be done since they're moving to this planet.
I'll suggest that perhaps they should... They've got that cave full of equipment, whatever, a mile away... what do you think, David? Right?
I'm doing.
So I think the question is,
we all going to talk to this?
I'll tell you what. Why don't I go back to planet whatever and investigate the gun running, and you can just take care of this and investigate how you see fit.
That sounds good. You might.
Yeah, I believe you have the ability to ask me to check up on that. That's where I think my skills might be best used.
And then I think we should go check out the gun running. Take the other runabout.
Excellent. Bye.
Do you think your skills would be better there or here?
I could use some company.
I think your skills might be better served there. Why don't you go with him?
I think. Okay.
You need a cold shower.
Don't insult my culture.
My people have hot water. I don't know what you heard.
I think that if you're going to let them do whatever it is they're doing, that maybe here is not the best place for them, and that they could maybe be put on a planet where there's already a bunch of them that they could.
The map planet. But they were mean, you said, and they might kill these people.
you set it up for all cultural warfare for the next fuck you, Matt. Not
damn you, Matt.
The ones that I met were nice. The ensign said that another man had attacked them, but...
I think that if they put these people there, they'd just be annihilated.
Well, oh, yeah, I've gone through my...
You're just bungling some culture. Why would you even consider that? Instead of fucking with this one culture, how about we put them on... We'll find a place. We'll find a plan. Let's call it Palestine. And then we'll drop them in there. Protect them for a while until they become world famous.
Okay, how about I go kidding?
Good idea. Okay, so you decided your skills are best used here.
Yes, I'd like the two of you to do some further investigation of that gun running.
Okay.
I'll deal with this situation.
Yeah, you might want to find out why he damaged guns on that ship from the situation point of view.
Okay, fine.
But sure, we'll try to track down that nefarious gun-running ring.
Yes. I'll see you back at Deep Space 17.
Okay.
Okay, you guys are off. You're still here.
So what's with the guns?
I don't know about the guns. Probably Rukin doing some of the
job. Okay.
Yeah, I am.
Now that it is available yet. Well, let's take everything in place now.
Okay. You're responding to a distress signal. Great. Now that I know about that, I'm going to have to report that back so that we can give other aid as necessary. I need to go to a planet that he investigated first to make sure that those peoples aren't refugees, too.
Okay.
It'll probably take me 4 or 5 days before I get back to Deep Space 17.
Okay.
And I will make my report then.
Sure.
Anything you need to help you in this rescue mission?
No, I think we got everything.
Okay. I go to the mess homeworld.
Okay.
I'm going to spend a couple of days there doing scans from space to see if I can find any evidence of them being moved there recently.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I guess that's the dead end. I'll go back to Deep Space 17 and make a full report.
Okay. That's a full report.
I find nothing. But I search diligently for monsters. Mostly by casing CD bars and strip joints.
Discovered that they were responding to a plea for help across the neutral zone, investigate Federation law. Don't believe it was a prime directive violation because they were already being heavily influenced by a spacefaring culture. Don't believe it was a neutral zone violation because it was a response to a call for help. Think the Federation should investigate more.
Okay. Let's go with it. What's been on the email?
I got every mistake.
You might talk to somebody and actually validate Romulans for killing them.
It was for the baby's eyes, don't think so.
not you would know, but the statue would have got that fun afterwards. Actually, go scan, find out that Rob is killing the people that are upset with the stuff that's going on.
So we just flubbed that whole thing by putting the meats aboard? No, or it did do that next.
It would have been
cool.
I don't know.
First make the inside of the statue all smelly by peeing all over the place. Alright, pal fame honor. And die of
certain three XP.
Woohoo. That brings me up to 5.
Me too.
It's another skill.
I also. I think I want streetwise. You might just go for 5, right?
Yep.
And the skill is streetwise? Mm-hmm. I'll put a little arrow down to it.
Mm-hmm. I thought the pieces were a little bit rattled. It's right next to it. Plus openness, plus initiative, and
minus.
That's
exactly what I thought.
Crystal. Plus openness, plus initiative. Watch. Well, that's openness. Vanor, minus openness, plus initiative, plus discipline.
plus discipline?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if we follow the rules.
I followed the rolls as much as I did.
I purposely...
He gave himself in double plausible deniability. Is what he
right, did. Yeah. I mean, I let things that I knew were illegal go on because I felt like
it... Yeah, that's your minus one.
What? Alright. But I did give myself deniability. So, minus openness...
Plus initiative, plus discipline.
We all got initiative today.
Yeah, so. Certainly was off on their own little adventure.